From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Farmers will receive $4.8 billion in USDA safety net payments under the Farm Bill, even though the legislation is expired. AgWeb.com reports producers should start seeing payments this month for the USDA's agriculture risk coverage, price loss coverage, and conservation reserve programs. Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue says farmers and ranchers can rest assured USDA continues to work within the letter of the law to deliver much-needed farm safety net conservation, disaster recovery, and trade assistance program payments. The USDA September milk production report shows year-over-year production in the month rose 1.3% over 2017 numbers, coming entirely from growth in production per cow. But according to MilkBusiness.com, cow numbers are a different story, with major revisions made to three of the previous milk production reports. In the end, September numbers come in 12,000 lower than the revised August number of 9.367 million head figure, 37,000 head less than May. While the popularity of plant-based proteins is certainly growing, data shows that consumers are still choosing traditional sources of protein, such as meat, eggs, and dairy, as their primary source. According to AgWeb.com, they still dominate in sales as well, as these five categories account for $148.7 billion in sales, and 55% of all U.S. households say high protein is now an important attribute they consider when buying food for their households. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.